Hello everyone, I'm Nicole. 欢迎回到必胜教室。今天要继续进行口说篇的第二部分。不知道你是不是个 animal lover, 动物爱好者。Nicole 老师就有几位要好的朋友很喜欢动物，尤其是小猫小狗之类的宠物。如果你也喜欢动物，相信你对今天严选家具要介绍的这位人物一定不陌生。到底是谁呢？继续听你就知道咯。先利用一分钟看看今天的短文写些什么吧。
7. Helen Keller is one of the most famous people in history. She was a person with no sight and hearing. Yet, she was still able to accomplish amazing things. By the age of 6 months, Helen could already say simple words and phrases. But,A year later, she came down with a high fever. She survived, but the illness made her blind and deaf.
这篇文章是关于海伦·凯勒的故事。虽然身处逆境，但是她没有放弃自己，而且还致力改善和提升聋哑人士的教育状况，实在是一位非常杰出的女性。赶快来看一下第一句。Helen Keller,is one of the most famous people in history. 海伦·凯勒是历史上非常有名的人士之一。句子中的 of, the, in, 念的时候都轻轻带过就好。接着 ,she was a person with no sight and hearing. 她丧失了视力和听力。这个句子里哪些字可以轻轻念呢？没错，把 a 和 and圈起来。Yet, she was still able to accomplish amazing things. 然而她依旧能够达成令人赞叹的成就。Be able to 表示能够。Accomplish 是成就、实现、达成的意思。句首的 yet, y-e-t, 有转换语气的作用。所以建议同学们在念的时候可以停顿一下来引起听者的注意。接着下一句 ,By the age of 6 months, Helen could already say simple words and phrases. 六个月大的时候，海伦·凯勒就已经能够说一些简单的字和片语了。这里有几个名词 ,months, words, phrases, 都在字尾加了 s, 表示是复数。这些发音要请大家特别注意哦。所以海伦·凯勒其实在六个月大的时候是可以说话的耶。那到底是发生了什么事导致他丧失视力和听力呢？我们一起来看。But a year later, she came down with a high fever. 但是一年之后他染上了高烧。这里有一个蛮实用的片语，请把它圈起来。Come down with. Come down with 表示得传染性的病或者是染上的意思。来到这一篇短文的最后一句啦。She survived, but the illness made her blind and deaf. 她幸存了下来，但是这场病夺走了她的视力和听力。这里的 survive 是过去式，所以字尾的 d 发音要清楚。Survived, survived, 还有盲的 blind,和聋的 deaf 也算是常见的字，请尽量背起来哦。接着我们要进入严选家具的单元咯。 Let's go!
严选家具。
The least I can do is speak out for those who cannot speak for themselves. Jane Goodall。
珍古德女士是一位英国生物学家、动物行为学家和著名的动物保育人士。她长期致力于黑猩猩的野外研究，而且取得了丰硕的成果。她的工作纠正了许多学术界对黑猩猩这个物种长期以来的错误认识，还揭示了许多黑猩猩社群中鲜为人知的秘密哦。除了对黑猩猩的研究，珍古德他还热心地投身于环境教育还有公益事业。 他创立了真骨德研究会，或者称为国际真骨德协会，在促进黑猩猩保育、推广动物福利、推进环境和人道主义教育等领域进行了很多成效卓越的工作。其实真骨德女士一开始投入黑猩猩研究的时候，没有人看好她，认为她没有办法在环境恶劣的非洲待超过3个月，但是她展现了无比的毅力和热情，以至于今天有如此伟大的成就。 The least I can do is speak out for those who cannot speak for themselves. 这句话就是说，我能做到最基本的事，就是替那些无法为自己发声的说话。 Least, L-E-A-S-T, 是最少、最小的意思。 The least I can do 就是我能做到最起码的、最基本的事。 Speak out for, 为谁谁谁发声或是发言。 Those who 就是指凡是怎么怎么样的人们，或是那些怎么怎么样的人。所以 those who cannot speak for themselves 就是那些无法为自己发言的人或是动物。希望各位都能尽一己之力 speak out for those who cannot speak for themselves to make the world a better place. See you next time.
GPT 必胜教室第三部分，回答问题。
8. What was the last book you read? 8. What was the last book you read?
刚刚第八题的题目是 What was the last book you read? 你最近看了什么书呢？这题在回答的时候要注意时态，因为题目用过去式问，所以我们回答的时候也要用过去式回答哦。你可以举例比较知名的或者是翻拍成电影的小说，像是 Harry Potter 哈利波特，或者是 The Hunger Games 饥饿游戏等等，然后再补充说明你为什么会看这些书的原因，像是有一本很适合中学生阅读的书 Diary of a Wimpy Kid 训咖日记，如果你有看过就可以说 The last book I read was Diary of a Wimpy Kid， 然后简单说明一下这本书的内容。 It was about the daily life of a junior high school boy， 还有你阅读的原因。The stories were very interesting, and I loved the book a lot. 再举个例子，如果你刚好有看过 Twilight, 暮光之城的话，就可以这样回答。The last book I read was Twilight. It was about the love story between a vampire, Edward, and a human, Bella. The story was very romantic. I like it very much. 是不是很简单呢？来听一下外国老师的示范回答吧。
The last book I read was Diary of a Wimpy Kid. It was about the daily life of a junior high school boy. The stories were very interesting, and I loved the book a lot.
接着是第九题。
9. How often do you clean your room? 9.How often do you clean your room?
像第九题这样的问题类型其实还蛮常考的，所以要注意一下哦。How often do you clean your room? 你多久打扫一次你的房间？ How often 是用来询问频率，多常做什么什么事。一般我们都会依照个人经验作答。假如你是每天打扫，就可以这么说， I clean my room almost every day.Because I can't stand anything dirty. 我几乎每天打扫房间，因为我无法忍受脏乱。Stand, S-T-A-N-D, 是忍受的意思。接着再叙述原因。It makes me feel great when my room is clean and neat. 当我的房间整整齐齐的，我觉得很棒。Neat, N-E-A-T, 就是整洁的、整齐的的意思。最后再来个总结。I think no one likes to sleep in a dirty bed. 我想应该没有人喜欢睡在肮脏的床上吧。这样就是既完整又可以得高分的回答咯。这边再为同学提供另外一种回答。My mom cleans my room for me every day. I seldom clean my room because I'm very busy with my homework after school. However, I try my best not to make a mess.
我妈妈每天帮我打扫房间，我很少自己打扫，因为我放学后功课很多。但是我会尽量不要把房间弄脏。
接着来听一下外国老师的示范回答。
I clean my room almost every day because I can't stand anything dirty. It makes me feel great when my room is clean and neat. I think no one likes to sleep in a dirty bed.
听到这里，有没有觉得越来越得心应手呢？让我们进入第十题吧。
10. Can you play the piano? If not, would you like to learn to play?Why or why not? 10. Can you play the piano? If not, would you like to learn to play? Why or why not?
第十题的题目是以助动词 can 开头，需要回答 yes, no 的问句。通常主要是在询问能力或是意愿。Can you play the piano? 你会弹钢琴吗？ If not,Would you like to learn to play? 如果不会的话，你想学吗？ Why or why not? 为什么呢？首先，同学们可以回答 Yes, I can play the piano. 是的，我会弹钢琴。哦，但是千万不要只停在这里哦。你必须要再多说一些和这个回答相关的句子。比如说 I've been learning it since I was 8 years old. 我从八岁就开始学了。I want to be a famous musician in the future. 我将来想要成为一位有名的音乐家，诸如此类的。相反的，如果你没学过钢琴，就可以这么说。No, I can't play the piano. 不，我不会弹钢琴。I wouldn't like to learn to play either. 我也不会想学。I'm not interested in music. 我对音乐没有兴趣。再多给大家一个例子。No, I can't play the piano, but I would like to learn to play because it is very cool. 不，我不会弹钢琴，但是我想学，因为会弹钢琴很酷。来听一下外国老师的示范回答吧。
Yes, I can play the piano. I've been learning it since I was 8 years old. I want to be a famous musician in the future. No.I can't play the piano. I wouldn't like to learn to play either. I am not interested in music.
接下来是第十一题。
11. You are in a fast food restaurant and you are ready to order. What would you say? 11. You are in a fast food restaurant and you are ready to order. What would you say?
第十一题是状况题，你可以先想想用中文的时候你会怎么说，再转成通顺的英文就好。例如，你可以回答 Hi, I'd like to order a large cheeseburger and a medium-sized French fries. Hi, 我要点一个大的起司汉堡和中薯。Medium 是中等的，适中的。Medium-sized 就是中型尺寸的。接着 ，As for the drink.I want a large iced lemon tea, please. 饮料的部分，请给我大杯冰柠檬茶。来听听看外国老师的示范回答吧。
Hi, I'd like to order a large cheeseburger and medium-sized French fries. As for the drink, I want a large iced lemon tea, please.
以上是必胜教室口说篇的课程，希望同学们有学到实用的口说技巧。平常可以多练习念课本或者是杂志的文章，也建议同学若是方便的话，在念的时候顺便录下来，听听自己的发音及语调，再针对不足的部分做加强，相信你一定可以成功克服不敢说的恐惧哦。如果对于杂志的内容有任何问题或者建议，都欢迎你到 A Plus English 的脸书留言板留言，也诚挚的邀请你与我们分享学习英文的心得哦。 See you next time. Bye bye.